Hello, it's Stacey Holt from Real Estate Excellence. Thank you for joining me for this short podcast. A quick shout out for my usual Property Management Excellence PME half-day events throughout Queensland. This is year 14, where I've held at least two events a year in Cairns, Townsville, Mackay, Rockhampton, Bundaberg, Sunshine Coast, Ipswich, Brisbane, Toowoomba, Gold Coast, always worry I miss one. And this year I'll be holding three. It's a big year potentially ahead with many issues that we're looking to have finalised from the Queensland Government. It's also an election year. So basically the first trip around the state, I'll begin in February into March, so one session each area. And as always, the 9:30 to 12:30 to allow people to travel or to go to work or family commitments or whatever. So all of my half-day events are 9:30 to 12:30, so we start at 9:30, so registration from 9. And as I say, in the usual areas. And everything I'm about to say and more is at realestateexcellence.com.au. So the topic for the half-day event throughout Queensland is, as most of you know, in early November 2023, the QCAT president, who's basically, well, the boss of QCAT under the QCAT laws, put a practice direction, which is basically a ruling of direction. And the practice direction was relating to residential tenancies and what now must be done before lodging. So as a big part of our half-day event is focusing on the QCAT president's direction and my best practice explanation, breaking it down, and what do property managers have to do now when applying to QCAT. I'll also provide and have a quick discussion on a QCAT Form 2 and a best practice completion for an urgent application for rent arrears and a non-urgent application for vacate bond dispute. And the other part of our study will be drugs in rental property, what all property managers need to know. Now, sadly, we know this insidious issue, you know, is a scourge on our society and our communities, and it certainly affects property management. And I know that greatly through my many years supporting you in my role. It's 14 years now in my business, thank you, a couple of days ago, but previous to that in other corporate roles. In 2006, I first became aware of this insidious issue, particularly at the time with drug labs. Now there's issues, particularly that issue hasn't gone away, but it's certainly not as big as it was in the late 2000s, according to police statistics of drug labs. But they are reappearing and have never really left. But the other issues are people smoking ice or meth in rental properties and they've become contaminated. So we'll be focusing on drugs in rental property, what all property managers need to know, and also be giving you a very important update about stage two of tenancy law reform. Now, as I say, this year is potentially a year for a lot of issues to come to fruition. Compulsory CPD is coming for Queensland, no date yet known, and there'll be a phase-in period. Stage two of tenancy law I've mentioned, and there will be movement, I believe, in the coming weeks, so to speak. So I'll update you on that during the training. The Property Law Act, which greatly affects your licensee and your sales admin team. Reminder, I do sales private training and also sales as part of our Real Estate Excellence membership services. So in relation to the half-day event where it's on the QCAT President Practice Direction, what all property managers must do, and a QCAT Form 2 Best Practice Completion, Drugs and Rental Property, go to realestateexcellence.com.au and I look forward to seeing many of you very soon in February and March of 2024. This is Stacey Holt from Real Estate Excellence. Thank you for joining me and bye for now.